color guard is preparing to leave the soccer pitch, and they are right at this moment. It's always great to have the color guard out at these events, as they are a very well-respected part of this community, as you could probably say the state and even the nation, for individuals who sacrificed a lot of years of their life giving to this nation and have probably seen and done some things that only many of us can wish they didn't have to, and I'm sure they didn't have to. So, but most respect for the color guard and the members of our BFW. So we are getting into the opening lineups here for the Royals and the Blue Golds here in the sectional semifinal game here at Washington Field. As the Blue Golds, they have a whopping 6 seniors on the team, and their starting lineup is as follows: Hayden Zarin, followed by Ava Willembring, and Leonard Paulson, Nora Dickinson, Molly Swift, Elise Mirror, Anna Binsfeld, Alexa Mirror, and Madeline Grossbach. Head coach, Doug Harper. The Royals, they are coached by Jim Wendels, as he's in the swan song of his career coaching. It's kind of the end of an era, no matter what happens this season, as he plans on stepping down, retiring out of the coaching role. So, starting for the Royals, Haley Hintz and goal, Sarah Shaw at midfield, Lucy Dolan at midfield, Catherine Steinle at defense, Addie Voller at midfield, Ashlyn Dolan forward, Geraldine Ferrer at defense, Ella Lurch forward, and the Maddie Grauman midfield. Eliana Gildensoff defense, Carly Helbersma at midfield, and Isabel Ferra at midfield. So those are your starting lineups for the Blue Golds and the Royals as they shake hands at midfield, and the audible good lucks or glucks or whatever you want to say, as that's what the sounds like as they walk through, as both teams leaving the center of the field and going to their respective benches and getting ready for their opening touch of this game. Winner plays Saturday, loser goes home for the season and sees everything end in the school years. This is the last sport, the last group of teams playing before the state level, is softball state going on right now. Track and field is over with. Golf is over with. And lacrosse, I believe, is over with as well. So baseball will be starting up here in another couple days. And that will be over in Appleton, Little Chute area. As that will be at the stadium that the Timber Rattlers play at, actually. So the winner takes on the winner of the other contest, Regis and Washburn. We will see who that is. We'll see if we can get a final before the end of the game, and we can kind of decide where that game would be held at and everything that's fun with that. So teams getting ready, approaching center field, and we will be underway here in just a few moments as Aquinas gets the opening touch to start this sectional semifinal. Assumption, they'll be going from my right to the left, and then the Blue Golds conversely going from my left to the right. Overcast skies, lights taking effect, but hey, no rain, knock on wood. As that appears to be staying north, we could probably get a couple stray showers. That probably wouldn't be out of their own possibilities, but it's one of those springs. Who knows? It always is. As there's the opening touch, and we are underway as Eleanor Paulson, she takes possession, drops it back to Hayden Zarin, and then there's a turnover right away. Addie Vollert taking it up the near side. She's immediately being double-teamed, a little bit of physical play. She does get the ball back as she plays towards the sideline. Ball does go out of bounds. Last touched by Aquinas as they get a free kick, as Vollert touched the ball before it was totally out of bounds. As Aquinas now trying to center the ball, picked up by Lucy Dolan, fresh off of a two podium appearances at the state track and field championships. Took fifth in the 3200 and fourth in the 1600, setting school records left and right. As she's also a three-time medalist at state cross country, as she will be taking her talents to Division II next year due to the competitive balance multiplier, which I know I've gone on record along with Randy Paul. I actually just saw him this weekend. Not very big fans of the competitive balance idea, as why should today's kids, or why should tomorrow's kids be punished for the success of today's? But we'll save that rant for an episode of Playmakers. Remember, Playmakers Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 4 to 5 on 105.5 FM WIRI is James, Randy, me, Seth. We all take turns talking smart and talking sports, usually just talking sports, not very smart, as there's a crossing kick centering attempt by Sarah Shaw, but that's gloved out of the air by Madeline Grossbach and now kicked up to the midfield straight. As, again, Playmakers, remember, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 4 to 5 on WIRI. Now Aquinas, they're starting to get a possession deep into their own end where the Ferreira sisters, Isabel and I believe that would be Gerilyn. I think it was Gerilyn getting in on that first. Gerilyn, one of the eight seniors on this Royals team, as there's a kick left deep picked up by Gerilyn. And she clears it to the side, go out of bounds, or it'll be a throw in for the Blue Golds coming up here with 2:19 into the contest. Ball booted back towards middle field. That'll be the Dolan to Dolan law firm, as that was Lucy to Ashlyn, now picked up by Vollert, who kicks it up ahead for Ashlyn, but a little too far ahead as the defense got there for the Blue Golds, as that's Eleanor Paulson. As she turns a corner, gets it up, and last touched by her, and now will be a throw-in for the Royals. Throwing in, Lucy Dolan to her sister Ashlyn, back to Lucy, then up Maddie Grauman. Nice little bump pass is doing good for the Royals, but now cleared back out to midfield by the Blue Golds. Royals, through the first 3 minutes of play, keeping most of the possession on their offensive zone, as a swing and a miss for Carly Halbersma. The ball comes back out into the neutral part of the field, now heading down into the offensive zone of the Blue Golds. Getting around the corner, there was Alexa Mirror. She's getting tied up in the corner there by Addie Vollert. She kicks it out, last touched by the Blue Golds, and that'll be a throw-in for Albersma and the Royals. Grauman gets there first, turns around, spins, kicks it up ahead, can't quite get Vollert as the ball's sent back down. Kicked up high in the air, Ferreira to Ferreira. Turnover to the Blue Golds, now cleared out of the way by Ferreira out the other far side, as it will be a throw-in for Aquinas. Aquinas saying, hey, we can take possession of this ball too. Still, nil-nil score here at Washington Field. There are other games going on tonight. Wisconsin Rapids Rangers American Legion Baseball. Hey, they start the season today. Doubleheader against Marshfield. That'll be a few weeks before they play them. As they take on Medford, they won the first game 3-0. So, Court Halber and the boys got their first win of the year and going for the sweep today. So, hopefully the Rangers can do a good job and do that as Royals take possession of the ball. Trying to center it. Shaw gets around a defender. She falls down. Now it's picked up again by Aquinas. So they do pick the pocket of Shaw. Now playing over there is Lucy Dolan as there's a whistle being called. I think that's going to be a physical foul called. And it will be a free kick for the Royals as Isabella Ferreira takes a kick as she's trying to get the position just right for the official to say, okay, you can go. As she takes the boot from the far side, center attempt. She thought about it going on goal, but it goes wide of the mark and into another field of play. So there will be a goal kick coming up for the Blue Golds here with 5 minutes into the game. Still no score, nil-nil for the Blue Golds and Royals. Big thank you to everybody tuning in, wherever you may be, wherever you are, out on a golf course, driving around, driving home from town or home from work. There's a few of them that work late as the Royals corral the ball midfield as there's another whistle as there's a Another physical foul called up against the Blue Golds. Blue Golds playing very physical, and no critiquing by any means. There is a free kick, I'd say about 30 yards out for Eddie Vollert, as they are marking off the 10 yards exactly that you have to give the kicker on a free kick. As it's looking like Vollert's probably going to try to crash the net, as she's got a tall order here. She fires left a little bit of loft under it, goes wide of the mark, as to beat the Aquinas keeper, Grossbach, you're really going to have to pig your corners and try to lure near side and then go far or vice versa, because she is one tall young lady. She's got a lot of vertical. She's got a lot of wingspan, so she covers a lot of that net. So the Royals going to have to do some tic-tac-toe in order to beat her and get her committed to one side. Very similar to what you'd want to do for a hockey goalie. Tic-tac-toe, fool them over, make them look here and get them over here, the old sneak attack. As ball is kicked out of bounds on the Royal side of midfield, and that's thrown in by Catherine Steinle and booted on to the Royals attacking zone. Shaw, she tries to hit the ball over and it bounces high into the air, still battling for it. Is the Royals. As there's a save made. Wow, that's a nice save made by Grossbach. She boots it back towards midfield. As the ball comes to the near side and gets bumped out of bounds and last touched by the Royals. So now Blue Gold's ball. And they have the ball on the Royals' side of the pitch. 7.5 minutes into the game. Ball slides in, picked up by Haley Hintz. First time we've had to say her name today for the Royals. And she boots the ball all the way down. Picked up, intended for Shaw. The defense is there, as we're going to see a lot of defensive double teams on Shaw and Vollert, and that's really how you want to slow down the Royals' offense. But then you got to think, that opens up two other players as well. So Royals have a lot of firepower that you're kind of playing Royal roulette, if you would want to call it that, as the ball gets loose, sent in, high, off the gloves of Hintz, and she swats it back, shot, hit a goal. Aquinas goes up over the Royals, 1-0. Time of the goal, 8:19, as we await the official scoring here, as we'll double check what that was, as the initial save was made by Hintz. It bounced off the top of her hands, off her gloves, fell behind her, and then she dove under it, used her hands, and knocked it back into play right where a Blue Gold was right there waiting and sent it into the back of the net. So this is a tough, great initial save, but just tough trying to get through that. Is feel bad for Hintz on that, but what can you do on that? So still waiting on the scoring. We'll be all right there. We'll get it as soon as we can for you. As still 1-0 Aquinas over the Royals here, just shy of the 10-minute mark of the first half. Royals playing. That's a first goal that the Royals have allowed in 9 games. So something had to give. As it was 8 wins in a row for Aquinas coming in here, 9 for the Royals, both doing all shutouts. Defense have been playing well, as there's a pass deflected back from Vollert, but now Ferreira, Gerlin Ferreira was involved in that. As Anna Binsfeld is being credited with the goal to finishing that off. The initial shot, don't have the number on that, but we'll keep playing on here as Vollert kicks the ball up, looking to get to Ashlyn Dolan. Comes back, Grauman. She picks it up on a knee back, and now there's a pass up a little too far for Dolan as Aquinas is turning the corner and just trying to kick the ball back out of play, which they do. As a throw-in for the Royals from Vollert to Dolan, but there is a handball called, so a turnover. a possession. About 10 minutes into the game, 1-0. Aquinas, as Aquinas takes the ball at the near side. A lot of speed. Centering attempt. Good placement. Couldn't get a foot on it. Now they do. And a shot way wide of the mark, as there will be a goal kick coming up for the Royals. So with that, Beth, how about we take a 30-second break? We'll be back here in 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
There was a goal kick for the Royals as Aquinas trying to bury the ball back again. They picked up the ball a couple times, but just wide of the mark, as now they got a deep drive again. Coming out of the goal is Hance, scoops it up before the blue gold attacker, Alexa Mayer, got there. So, Royals, they got some work to do. Trailing 1-0 to Aquinas. Winner goes to sectional final. Whether that'll be at Everest or Rhinelander, no one knows, but we'll find out here in another 70 minutes now, as the Royals trying to get the ball back. They are possessing the ball. They've probably possessed the ball more time than the Blue Golds, but that evening out in which zone, offensive, defensive, is evening out. But the Royals, they have been playing with the ball a little more than I would say the Blue Golds have, as Vollert gets the ball, immediately bodied at midfield. Immediately double-teamed, that is, as Blue Golds are doing exactly what I thought they would do, is they quickly collapse, double-team, and they got behind the Royals. Grauman fighting for it, getting caught down in the goal box. Centering attempt. There's a loose ball. Turn around the defense, and the ball goes out of play, and it looks like there will be a corner kick for the Blue Golds. This game has gone pretty much how I thought it would be, minus the one goal, as the Blue Golds, they are very quickly collapsing to a double team onto Vollert and Shaw and saying, okay, Dolan girls, beat us. Ferreira girls, beat us. Grauman, beat us. Anybody else, beat us. We're not going to let those two do it. And so far, they are executing to that game plan. The centering attempt is perfect, but hit back out right on top of the goal box. Number five for Aquinas, chip shotting around, bouncing. She has the ball back on her foot, sent it up ahead, 22. His 22 was Mirror. Ball still bouncing around, and the Royals finally clear back to midfield. Had to grab my roster there for a second, so apologize for not getting names, just numbers. Is picking it up right in front of Mr. Marshalls and I is Nora Dickinson. She sends it back down deep, intended for Morgan Geerling. As the ball goes out of bounds past the end line, and it looks like another corner kick for the Blue Golds. Blue Golds controlling play. They smell a little bit of blood in the water as they are up 1-0 over the Royals. And second corner kick, that first one wasn't a bad set play as they are trying to narrow another one in. Big boot right in front, tipped away with a header by Isabel Ferreira. Lucy Dolan trying to clear it further out, and it will go out of bounds, but last touched by the Blue Golds and throw in for Dolan. Dolan up ahead to Shaw, and pickpocket immediately, double-teamed by the Blue Golds. That is going to be the trend that you hear this evening, double-teamed by the Blue Golds as Molly Swift sends it up ahead to Hayden Zeron. There was close to a handball, but no call. Let him play on. Picking up the near side, attacking is Alexa Mirror. Mirror tries to center it, knocked away by Gerilyn Ferreira, and the ball comes back out of bounds right in front of the Royals bench, right in front of Coach Jim Wendels here with 14:30 into the first half. Getting closer to halfway home in the first half, and we have a 1-0 score, Aquinas over the Royals. centering or throwing in, centering attempt for the Blue Golds, comes away as there's a leave pass, and now it's a sprint, mad dash there. Ashlyn Dolan can't quite come up with it as the ball comes back out of bounds. Last touched by Aquinas, so throw in for the Blue Golds as a sub comes in. And Bella Thomas comes in. Out goes Ashlyn Dolan. As the Royals looking to throw in here, that's Addie Vollert with it. Looks, throws it in. Maddie Grauman battling down low as the ball poked away and now goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Royals, so now throw in for the Blue Golds. Ball centers, picked up Sarah Shaw, up to Vollert. Vollert, skip pass into the edge of the box. Lucy Dolan picks it up. Turn, shot, over the crossbar. That was close, about a foot and a half difference, and we could have been looking at a 1-1 soccer game, as that's what you got to do to beat that long, lanky goaltender, Grossbach. You got to pick a corner. And under a crossbar, you got to shoot perimeters. You can't shoot mid-goal. She's got a lot of length to her. And that's exactly what Dolan tried to do, just a little too much height. So, ball goes out of bounds, picked up by the Royals as they throw in. Isabel Ferreira take it up the far side, hit up ahead. Lucy Dolan spins, tries to get centering touch. She does, and that's touched by Thomas, and it goes out of bounds on the end line. So there will be a goal kick coming up for Aquinas. 16:30 in the first half, 1-0 for the Blue Golds over the Royals. Goal kick going to be taken by Hayden Zeron. And that's boomed all the way to midfield stripe where Catherine Steinle, she heads it back down. Ball goes to the far sideline. Sent back up ahead by Alexa Mir. She can't quite get the angle on it. Last touch by the Royals goes out of bounds as there's a substitution coming in. Liv Dickinson comes in for, I believe that's number 19, Anna Bensfield. So throw in across the way, Rachel Gagmeier. As there's a throw-in, good placement, picked up there by Lucy Dolan. Dolan turns it around for the Royals, but picked up yet again by Molly Swift of the Blue Golds. Blue Golds really starting to enact their offensive style of play. Big boot, leaving it up ahead, and picked up by Hintz. Right on her doorstep was Liv Dickinson trying to bury it home for a 2-0 lead and really applying the pressure to the Royals. But the Royals had the ball. Midfield, trying to center it was Vollert, leaves it up ahead for Grauman as Thomas, using her speed, as she's three-time state champion in the 100-meter and two-time in the 200 to really burn past the defense, and that's something that the Royals are going to have to really be cognizant of. Use your speed when you can, and they are starting to do that as picking up the ball now. Midfield is Elise Mirror. Ball comes back loose. And it goes out of bounds. Last touched by the Royals. Throw in now, Hayden Zerhan. 18:10 left, or into the first half of play. 1-0. Aquinas over the Royals. Throw in now for Aquinas. A little screened out for the number. And throw in right away to Alexa Muttmir. Last touch, bouncing into the goal, but picked up by Hintz. That was a close one. That could have been an own goal, or could have been worse. Could have been a PK, because that was nearly a handball in the goal box. And if you do that, you award the other team a penalty kick. And that would have been catastrophic for the Royals as well, because that would have been potentially a 2-0 lead for Aquinas. And really, I wouldn't say the Wayne Larrabee dagger, but it's awful tough to come back from that, especially when these two teams are very evenly matched. Ball comes up to about midfield. Vollert and Shaw in the mix. Isabel Ferreira, she booms it deep, way ahead of everybody else. And the defense gets there first. Thomas, though, made up a lot of ground, as she should, being the track athlete that she is. Be careful, young lady. Center attempt to Vollert. Vollert can't quite hold on to it. Shaw goes for it. She gets taken down, letting them whistle. As now Vollert, she picks up the ball. Hey, they're not going to whistle one way. They're not going to whistle the other. Let them play on, and that's what they're doing. Because I really appreciate that as a soccer fan. As Isabel Ferreira sends it up. looked for Grauman. No, there's Thomas. Leave over for Voller. Can't quite get there. Grauman has it now. Grauman up ahead to Shaw. Shaw playing it around. Spin. Shot picked up by Grossbach. And it is a big save there. They went low on her that time, but she saw it the whole way as she boots the ball back out towards midfield. 1-0 lead Aquinas over the Royals. 2010 mark, over halfway to halftime of this game, as the Royals battling for the ball on the far side. Lucy Dolan with it this time as she gets cut off by the Aquinas defenders, as there's going to be a foul called. Free kick coming this way for the Royals. Dolan trying to get the position right. Lucy, that is. Is waiting the positioning. They're all right with it, ready to play, as Dolan looks to center it. Takes a shot, blocked by the defenders. Great job by Aquinas on that, as Dolan trying to spin around. She centers it now. Big, big stop there by Aquinas, as Voller has it edge of the goal box. She gets stopped. Ball comes back loose, and Aquinas is still battling with it. Sent back to Grauman, as the Royals still struggling to get a shot in on goal. Spinning around and sending the ball back up to midfield. It is the Blue Golds. Popped up high into the air. Grauman's there first. Boots it back down to Vollert. Vollert on the near side. Looks to center it. Aquinas is there. Intercepts that pass attempt. And playing back towards midfield. Beth, how about we take another 30-second break? We'll be back here in 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Good old Steely Dan as we play on in this first half, 22-16 into the contest, as there's another free kick for the Royals. A couple quick physical fouls being called on Aquinas as Isabel Ferrer sends one in, a one-timer. That's going to be gloved by Grossbach. She's playing very well to this early part of the contest. She boots it back towards midfield. Defense picking it up there by Elise Mirror. Near side, held in, bounced off. Last touch by the Royals, number 14, Carly Halbersma. As substitutions come in, number 15 and number 20, that would be Morgan Gerling and Ellie Binsfeld. And then out go 11 and 4, that would be Rachel Gagermeyer and Liv Dickinson. Throwing in, number 19 is Anna Binsfeld. As she gets it up ahead to her teammate, stopped by Sarah Shaw, right on a dime. Maddie Grauman leaves it up ahead, looking to get to Thomas. Thomas trying to use her speed, get around the defense. She has the ball near side, approaching the corner as she tries to center it, and that goes out of play. Last touch by the Royals, so there will be another goal kick coming up for Aquinas. 1-0 lead for the Blue Golds over the Royals. We're at 23-40. Into the first half. 40-minute halves for in high school soccer. As there's a goal kick taken, stopped by Isabel Ferreira. But can't hold on to it as the ball comes right back to midfield where Halbersma gets to it. Getting around her is Anna Binsfeld. She's trying to get around the defense through the defense, tries to center it, and that's picked up by Isabel Ferreira. But Binsfeld is there, and she's able to send it back out. Yes, Eliana Gildensoff out there as well. And she's playing a lot of interference there on those passes by the Blue Golds. Thomas getting to the ball at midfield but unable to hold on to it as the Blue Golds trying to send it down deep. Missing on a clear attempt as Halbersma is able to clear it into the wing as Hintz getting back towards the goal. Aquinas, they pick up the ball. And picked up on the far side, chipping it up ahead. Shaw gets it, sends it all the way back to midfield, but kicked out of bounds. So throw in coming for the Royals as Ashlyn Dolan coming back into the game and out. Waiting for a number to come back out. You can't play with that extra, as that will be Lucy Dolan, the sister act there. As we will be having a throw in, Catherine Steinle for the Royals. As Assumption, they trail 1-0 over Aquinas. 25 minutes into the first half. 15 minutes left in the first half before halftime. As Aquinas has the ball, trying to center it. Halbersma's there. She clears it back towards midfield. Ashlyn Dolan with it. Getting directions from Grom, and Grom has it right at midfield, kicking it up ahead. Looked up for Dolan, for Voller. Looked for her, almost had her, and kicked out of bounds by Aquinas. Helbersma to throw in, looking for Voller. Gets Voller, drop pass right for Grom, centering attempt, and Aquinas is there. Aquinas really clogging up everything in the middle. Not allowing too many centering passes, so they're making the Royals take their shots from the perimeters, which makes it a tougher angle, less of the goal to be visible. And that's playing right into their game plan, as not giving up any easy shots for the Royals. As a throw-in for Aquinas, playing with that is Anna Binsfeld. Ball comes out, bouncing around, left up ahead, and about to go out of bounds, and it does, so it'll be a throw-in for the Royals. Halbersma to throw it in. And there is Grauman with it, battling, sent up ahead, ball still midfield. Sarah Shaw with it. She boots it up ahead, looking for Thomas. Thomas was quite sure of it. Thomas has it now. Thomas trying to beat it back up ahead, picked up by the defense, and sent up where I believe Isabel Ferreira has it, up to Shaw, where Thomas spins, gets it up to Voller. Voller taking up near side. The defense gets there first, pushing her to the corner. Tried to sliding stop, centering, low, edge of the goal box. Shaw screened, deflected. A one-time shot deflected by the defense, picked up again by Dolan. That's deflected again as the Blue Golds really play an outstanding defense, and the ball goes out of bounds, and it will be a corner kick for the Royals. First one of the contest. This one going to be taken by number 15 of the Royals, Isabel Ferreira, as she awaits the teammates to get to proper position. She boots it with the wind, and that is turned away by the defense. Great job plugging up those shot lanes and passing lanes for the Royals, as they haven't had too many shots on goal yet to this point. The ones that they've taken, the defense has gotten there first, making the night pretty easy to this point on Grossbach as the ball comes back out to midfield. Vollert tries to hit Thomas, streaking up the near side. Unable to do that, but the ball comes to Shaw. Shaw gets ridden off the ball as Dolan has it now, looking to turn and fire. She stops, some fancy footwork, as the ball comes back towards midfield. Steinle up ahead to Grauman. Grauman near side to Vollert. Vollert has it, one-on-one, double teams coming, trying to trap in the corner. Down goes Vollert, picked up by the defense as Ava Willenbring sends it up ahead to Anna Binsfeld. And there is a tackle there and a foul coming up against the Royals, so there will be a free kick coming for Aquinas. Free kick coming up right around the 28:50 minute of the first half. 1-0 lead, Blue Golds over the Royals. Big boot sent ahead. That's getting through the defense. Couple defenders go down as Aquinas still has the ball. Centering attempt, then now set out. Tackle, no whistle. Getting real physical out there as the ball kicked back out by the Royals. Cleared it, and audible, oh man, from the crowd. Understandably, that was a pretty hard hit. I could have seen a foul, and that's dangerous because that's right around the range of a PK. Thankfully, it didn't happen, though. As we play on here, approaching 10 minutes left in the first half. Royals clear to midfield. There again, the Blue Golds are right there as they send it back down deep. Everybody onside. Halbersma giving chase to it, trying to hit it towards the corner and shorten up the field. looking to pass back as the Blue Golds comes back where there's a little bit of a scrum for it, where Addy Vollert is there. Sends back towards goal. A misplay there by Ferreira. But it's still kicked out of bounds for a throw-in for the Blue Golds. Throwing in just on this side of the corner. Throw-in picked up by the Blue Golds. Now the Royals try to clear it. Bella Thomas with it. She sends it up ahead, trying to lead her teammates enough, but defense is there first. As getting there first is Eleanor Paulson. Ball pops out of bounds, and it will be a substitution. Grauman out for Lucy Dolan, trying to get a little more speed out there. Nothing against Maddie, but Lucy's got a little bit more speed. As throw in coming for Aquinas is Nora Dickinson. That's going to be thrown in and pops right back out of bounds. Last touch by Aquinas. Dolan to throw it back in. Dolan up ahead to Vollert. Vollert immediately trying to center, trying to leave up ahead to Thomas. Couldn't quite get there as the ball still scoots past her. Thomas almost got there before the defense, but sent back out. Still Royals ball as they will have a throw in on the near side, just on the other side of the Aquinas bench. They throw it in, and the ball centered and sent right back towards midfield. Great job for Aquinas. Stolen has it now, stopped at midair. Couldn't get it to stick on her foot. As they back the other way, Aquinas comes with Hayden Zerhan. Gerilyn Ferreira gets there first to try to clear it towards the corner. Playing good defense is Gerilyn. That's why she's one of the all-conference players in the conference. As the ball lifted out of play. And now a throw in for Dolan. Dolan, Lucy, to Addy Vollert. And a elbow, and down goes one of the captains of Aquinas, number 10. That's Nora Dickinson. There will be a free kick coming for Aquinas as soon as they get the ball in. As 32 minutes into the first half, 1-0 lead Aquinas over Assumption. Beth, how about we take another 30-second break and we'll be back for the exciting conclusion of the first half here in 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965.
From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis,
the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions.
And as I always say, right when I call timeout, that's when the action starts. As the Blue Golds had two near misses on that goal, standing tall, outstanding goalkeeper play. It's Haley Hentz to keep the ball at the back of the net, and still just a 1-0 lead for Aquinas over the Royals as we play closer and closer to halftime as we are under 10 minutes away from halftime. Again, Aquinas 1-0 over the Royals. Now there's a ball playing up to midfield. Aquinas now has it and trying to make another deep attack as there's a little collision between Vollert, Shaw, and, of course, Eleanor Paulson. Ball sent back down deep. Bella Thomas trying to get there first. Some fancy footwork. She centers it. Played by the defense. Shaw comes up with it, getting around the defense, and the ball comes back loose. Defense is just playing very well for Aquinas at this point. Shot. That's turned away by the defense, as that was a wide-open goal, but a body got in the way as Aquinas is playing strong defense. They're playing a little back on their heels now, as now clearing it back out as the Blue Golds. Carly Albersma, she gets there first as she tries to send the ball up, set up to her teammate. As that was, I believe, Eliana Gildensoff. Ball now sent deep, but now will be a throw-in for the Royals on the far side. Catherine Steinle throws it in. 6 minutes, just about 5 minutes left to go in the first half. 1-0. Blue Golds over the Royals. Ashlyn Dolan had a pass blocked, and that was nearly going to be off to the races, but defense big for the Royals there to run a little bit of interference. Picked up now, Shaw. She's behind the defense, trying to get around another defender. Passing to herself, ball scoots loose, and it's scooped up by Grossbach. And another big-time save and pickup for the Blue Golds as they try to preserve a first-half shutout of the Royals. Something that, man, I don't think's happened this season other than the first game of the year where it was a nil-nil tie with River Valley. Ball comes back out to midfield and boomed back, and it's a race, and getting there first is Alexa Mirror, and she's trying to get around the defense. She goes down and picked up by the defense again. Trying to get there again is Aquinas. Trying to get all inside. Shot from outside the box. Wide of the goal, as that was a nearly catastrophic event there for the Royals. As, boy, right when the Royals had some near misses, Aquinas comes right back. Don't catch them napping, but they almost had the backbreaker there. As now there will be a goal kick for the Royals. Doing the honors in honors is Maddie Grauman. She boots it out near side. Addie Vollert's there. Lifted up ahead, Lucy Dolan, but it's kept in by Aquinas, Nora Dickinson. Ball comes up ahead for Aquinas, trying to center it, and they do, but it's cleared back towards midfield for the Royals. Lucy Dolan gets there first. The ball sent back where Aquinas has it. Coming up the near sideline is Aquinas running, centering attempt, bouncing off a couple defenders, trying to say a handball, which I think was a missed one, but it goes out of play, and that would have been a big call right there. It wouldn't have been a penalty kick, but that would have definitely been a very close-range free kick. As Grauman, another goal kick, picked up Aquinas midfield. Now the Royals are starting to get a little tired, I think, by playing on their defensive end a little bit, as they're not necessarily getting the offensive stabs that they are accustomed to. Steinle tries to clear it, has a miss hit, picked up again. No one can clear it. Shaw does as she tries to hit Thomas in a sprint. Thomas was unable to get there as the defense comes up first. Trying to center is Aquinas. Lucy Dolan gets there first. Picked up again by Aquinas. Trying to center it. That gets sent away by Gildensoff. Aquinas battling for it on the near side. Turning. They have it again. Picked up by Anna Binsfeld. Trying to send it in. Near post. Jaw barely stopped by Hintz. Oh boy. That was getting close as we are sitting at 2 minutes left in the first half. 1-0 lead for the Blue Golds. Over the Royals, sending up ahead. Vollert going to Thomas. Thomas trying to use her blistering speed, and she's now trying to get in a passing race, and it gets picked up by the defense, kicked out of bounds, throw in for the Royals. Addie Vollert with the ball, throwing in. She's looking for her options. She throws in, hits Dolan. And Dolan comes back to Vollert. Vollert trying to center it up. She's being hassled. Now they're converging on her at the top of the goal box, trying to get a corner on that and couldn't do it. Ball will go out of bounds, and it'll be another goal kick for Aquinas as we approached 1 minute left to go in the first half. Here at Washington Field, overcast skies. 1-0 soccer game, Aquinas over the Royals. Winner goes to play Saturday. Loser is done. 1 minute officially left to go in the first half. Grossbach allowing her teammate to kick it, and she does. The Royals can't come up with it. Now they do. Shaw has it. She's trying to get around the defense. They're converging on her, but no open passing lanes to anyone close as the Blue Golds look to clear it. Outstanding defensive effort in game plan in this first half, as they have been able to keep the Royals frustrated on offense as the ball goes out of bounds. Throw in for Catherine Steinle for the Royals. We're closing seconds of the first half. Aquinas, they send it back. towards midfield. Helbersma picks it up, tries to send it up ahead to Vollert. Vollert can't come up with it. Aquinas starting to charge the other way, trying to score something with just seconds left, 20 seconds left in the first half. Jerlin Ferreira is going to get there, and I think that'll probably do it for about the first half as the ball goes out of bounds, throwing for the Blue Golds. Blue Golds do throw it in. Has 10 seconds left in the first half, trying to turn, trying to get something going, and 5 seconds left, picked up by the Royals as they're going to try to take a shot, and the shot goes, and it's wide of the mark at the horn sounds, and that's one half of action in the books as Aquinas holds a 1-0 lead over the Assumption Royals as that first goal came in at 8:19 of the first half as that goal was scored by Anna Binsfeld. So with that, we will be taking halftime's about 10 minutes, so Beth, probably about an 8-minute break, and we'll be back here with the exciting conclusion of this one. Boy, it's a good one. 1-0 lead Aquinas over Assumption at the half. So we'll be back here in about 8 minutes here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
A great opportunity exists for people who enjoyed sports as participants or by watching a son, daughter, brother, or sister compete in high school sports. You can make significant income while giving back to the games that mean so much to young participants by becoming a WIAA licensed official. It gives you the opportunity to get involved, stay in shape, assist in providing the many lifelong lessons proven to be inherent in school-based sports. Signing up is easy. Simply go online at WIAAWI.org and access the Officials tab to get started today. A message from WIRI and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
If ever I get lost in your eyes tonight, please just let me stay right there a little bit longer. Underneath the stars, we are on fire, and I don't want to go, if you don't want to go, we can just stay here in this minute, lose all track of time, let the world spin without us for a while. I'm telling you, we just one kiss away from heaven, so baby, hold.
sticking to my shoes. Now I look out my front porch at this panoramic view. I can sit and watch the fields fill up with rays of golden sun, or watch the moon lay on the fences like that's where it was hung. My blessings aren't in front of me, it's not about the land. I'll never beat the view from my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top that can barely walk with a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Traveled here and everywhere, following my job. I've seen the paintings from the air brushed by the hand of God. The mountains and the canyons reach from sea to shining sea, but I can't wait to get back home to the one he made for me. Cause anywhere I'll ever go and everywhere I've been, nothing takes my breath away like my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top that can barely walk, a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most. Oh, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in.
Along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. And reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Well, 40 minutes in the book and 40 minutes to go as the Assumption Royals, they got some work to do if they want to move to that sectional final on Saturday afternoon as they trail Aquinas 1-0 at the half. Aquinas, their goal came at 8:19 into the contest as Haley Hentz, she made an outstanding save from the initial shot as bounced off her gloves, popped up over her head, landed, and was about to go in the goal, and she dove for it, perfectly hitting the ball back into the field of play, but unfortunately right on the foot of a Lugold and right into the net, and that is how you got the 1-0 lead for Aquinas as they have outshot the Royals 6-2, have a 3-1 advantage in corner kicks, and you have Hentz, who has made 7 saves compared to 1 for Madeline Grossbach for the Blue Golds. The winner takes on Washburn. Washburn played Regis earlier in the afternoon, probably because of the inclement weather going on up north. I didn't think Washburn was going to win that. So I'll show you how much I know. And also, just you got to play the game on the field. You can't just play it on paper and who played who. You actually got to match up. So Aquinas or Royals taking on Washburn, 4 o'clock, potentially up in Rhinelander or D.C. Everest. We'll see where the matchup will be, depending on the two teams playing. As Royals get the first touch of the second half, and we are underway here at Washington Field in half number two of the sectional semifinal game. Another score update to make you known on. As the ball comes loose, both the top of the goal box and the Blue Golds try to clear it, and they get it out of bounds for a bare minimum. As another score coming out, the Wisconsin Rapids Rangers, American Legion Baseball, they have split their season opening doubleheader with Medford. The Rangers got the job done 3-0 in the opening game, and then the second game they dropped her 5-3. So good start to the season for Coach Court Halber and the boys, as some umbrellas are starting to pop out across the way. So we might be starting to get some of that precipitation that Mace Michaels and Brittany Merlot warned us about, our civic media meteorologists. They said we could be getting some this evening. It appears, judging by the fans, we are. So let me do my best to keep the equipment dry. See what we can do. As the ball comes loose in the goal box for the Blue Golds, and it gets cleared as there will be possession staying with the Blue Golds. Not the situation I think the Royals really wanted. But throw in coming for the Blue Golds. Bringing in the throw-in, it was number 15, Morgan Geerling, as it is raining for sure, making sure everything stays dry where we're at. As long as the wind stays more at our backs, we should be okay. As very fancy throw-in, the flipping kind, coming in for the Blue Golds there, but to no avail as the ball gets kicked out of bounds. And another, I think, throw in for the Blue Golds, and it is, as fighting for it's Maddie Grauman trying to turn the corner and get the ball back up the field, and the Royals do now. Isabel Ferreira, she boots it up ahead looking for Ashlyn Dolan, and she's got 3 Blue Golds on her, as Blue Golds, they let that get down deep before Dolan turns away with it. Dolan takes a shot that gets deflected wide out of the end line, and that's last touched, I believe, by the Blue Golds, and I think that should be a corner kick for Assumption, and it is. So, corner kick coming up, sent in, a little short, and picked up by the Blue Golds as they try to mark it right up the field. As they try to, picked up by Steinle, is Steinle, she boots it back down. Header for Ashlyn Dolan. Sarah Shaw can't quite get there as Matta Grauman tries to pass it up ahead. Cleared big time by the Blue Golds, out of play into the stands. Good place for it. As now a throw in for the Royals. Vollert, she gets tackled down. The field's starting to get a little slick. Don't know how long the rain shower is going to last, but whatever. Hey, I've always appreciated soccer, as that's a game you can play in the rain, like football. Shot way high over the crossbar by Vollert, as that goes over the crossbar and by about 2 foot. Fortunate break there. As we play on here, as there will be a goal kick coming up here for the Blue Golds. Playing on, kicking it, clearing it on, picked up by Vollert. Almost looked like there could have been a handball there. Did not call it. They haven't been calling those, so that's fine with me. Letting them play on. I mean, if it's something blatantly obvious, you have to call it. But nothing there, as there has been a stoppage of play. As there's some headlights that got turned on in a vehicle. As it's... Can't allow that happen, as there's just a stoppage of play going on there. Letting them know, hey, you got to shut that off. I don't know what's probably saying there's a timer on. It'll go off in a couple seconds. And that's what they're saying, yep, just it'll be off in a second. So they play on, as it's on way balls, way on the other side. And it's picked up by the Royals again. Shaw turns the corner. Trying to find a passing lane. She's way far out, and you can see some frustration on her face. As what do we got to do to get the ball?